Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the February 28th Five Aces Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. Now, radionics work is my full-time business. It can be done. And I'm fortunate to have other sources of income, so I don't have to rely solely on consulting and teaching, but it is a business. There are others in this field that have larger practices, and some have higher incomes. That just goes to show that it can be done. At a recent conference, a vendor was telling me how he was one of the last radionics practitioners in the United States, and that it is nearly impossible to practice radionics, never mind make a living at it. I told him that was a real surprise to me because I'm doing it. I also told him that he may want to update his instruments and his protocols. Well, I don't think that we'll ever be friends. But my radionics practice supports my research, and research and development are my passion. And by having an active practice, I can see what's currently needed and see what approaches work best and which ones don't work as well. And I started my business working in agriculture. But when I published an article telling the truth about glyphosate and the responsibility for the health consequences falling directly on the farmers that use it, my non-organic business pretty much dried up. And then I chose to quit working with animal confinement operations, and that closed that book of business. And today I'm split between teaching, consulting, and selling reagents with only a small portion of my business in agriculture. And teaching can be fickle. In-person classes take a lot of time to prepare and organize. And that said, with the recent health dramas, in-person classes have suffered. And I'm not really into the online classes yet, so I can't tell you how successful they could be. And because online and Zoom classes typically take more time to organize and prepare than the in-person classes. Now, the upside is that you may end up with a sellable recording of the class when you're done, and the downside is there's a considerable trade-off by losing the in-person content. However, the radionics practice itself is what interests most people. What do I charge and how do I find clients? I charge $250 for an initial analysis, and this is almost always the standard animal analysis sheet, along with a short page of specialized rates that I regularly use. Now, it may take a new operator a couple hours or longer to complete it. And the analysis does a lot of good things for your business. First, it connects you to the subject so that while your left brain is doing the analytical work, your right brain is free. And your intuition will guide you where the issues are and will greatly increase your effectiveness if you listen. But to get to that intuitive insight, you must connect, and running the analysis does that. Second, the analysis provides you with a standard baseline. Of course, many of the things on the sheet are not particularly useful every time, but by running the entire sheet, it gives you a lot of information and will allow you to see correlations you would not otherwise see. Third, the analysis gives your client proof you are doing something and shows them where things need attention. Now, in my case, I've added enough tuning stations so that much of the animal analysis sheet is already dialed in, and that saves me a lot of time. If you do a lot of analysis, tuning stations quickly pay for themselves. For example, I believe my time in the lab is worth $250 for an hour. So if I can save an hour on each analysis, it's a simple calculation for me to see how many analyses it takes to pay for a tuning station. The KRT Super Tuner is $2,750. I have four of them. That's $11,000 retail. It only took 44 hours of save time to justify that one-time expense. Then they're paid for. Given an expected useful life of 25 years, every additional tuning station is worth more than $10,000 to my bottom line. The part that's harder to quantify is that now I am more inclined to do more analysis since the tedious part of the analysis is already done. Not only do the tuners save me time, but they also make me a better radionic consultant. In fact, I have another super tuner on order even as we speak. I have one instrument I use for almost all my analysis work. About half of my broadcasting is done with personal units, the other half with replicators. I also have an ag workstation and a pair of beacons. In addition, I have several replicator stations that I use for potentizing. Every unit in my lab has at least one perfect spiral antenna. Several stations have more than one. Every time I order a replicator, I order it with the largest perfect spiral antenna. Again, this is simple math for me. The perfect spiral antennas decrease balancing time. At $250 an hour, it takes less than 3 hours to pay for the antenna. Common sense. Then come the large Pyrex wells. I have 6 or 8 of them. When you're potentizing quantities of anything, the extra room makes it easy. The other thing that's nice is I can set a replicator right on the large well, so it takes little additional space. I have a common ground for all the instruments in my lab. Outside the wall, there's a long copper ground rod driven about 6 feet into the soil. A counterclockwise wound copper wire runs through the wall to a bus bar in the lab, then ground wires run to the instruments. I have a tensor ring around every well and a Betar coil in the bottom of every small well. I also have larger tensor rings around many of my instruments. There isn't room in the lab to have a ring around every instrument. If there was room, there'd be rings around them as well. These additions increase the power and effectiveness of my broadcasts. I also own 2 of the chromatic wells with the built-in colored light, and these are wonderful additions to the lab, but sadly they were discontinued because too many of them were getting broken in shipment. To power all these instruments, I use as few adapters as I can and simply add splitters. So one AC adapter powers several instruments all at once, and that's just my preference, so I don't have dozens and dozens of AC adapters plugged in. When I get a new client, I run the analysis, then start them on their protocol. I charge $250 a month and dedicate an instrument to that client for the month. They receive some sort of broadcast nearly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If I'm using a replicator station for the broadcast with the Pyrex wells, so that's $1,100 for the replicator, and the perfect spiral is another $600. So the entire station pays for itself in 7 months. This highlights another important detail about the way I do my business. I do very little physically focused broadcasting. For instance, if I were to balance a pathogen, I could set the dials, balance for a time, and the entire process could be done in a few minutes or a couple of hours. The more physically focused you are, the less time it takes to balance, and the more concerned you must be with overbalancing. And when you're working with energetic causes, however, it takes more time, but there's little chance of overbalancing. Detoxing, yes, but overbalancing, not so much. Balancing on causes then uses more resources, but you achieve deeper and more long-lasting results. And my personal opinion is I would prefer to solve my clients' issues rather than have them on an instrument for the rest of their lives. Now, I can easily balance on physical issues in times of emergencies, and I'll do so. I even have a radionic program reagent that will balance everything on a rate sheet one item at a time. I just don't use it very often because I don't need to. Everything in the physical is a symptom of what's happening in the energetic. That includes genetic expression. And since that's where it starts, that's where the solutions will be. Now, several of my clients prefer to stay on the monthly program for long periods of time because they love the high-energy broadcasts and because I regularly update my broadcast to raise frequencies even higher. If a client has been in my program for more than a few months, the entire pathogen side of the animal analysis will read zero. Their general vitality, along with all the other readings, generally increase over time until the entire animal analysis is nearly useless as an analytical tool. My point being, there simply won't be anything left on the sheet that's out of balance. All the numbers are in alignment, and they just continue to get higher. Now, from a real-world perspective, unless the client has experienced a reversal in aging, there must be things that are not yet balanced that are not on that rate sheet. And that's why I have a number of other rates that I also monitor. One of those is expected longevity. Of course, when that reading comes in at over 200, there are logical reasons to suspect its accuracy. But since I look for trends, if that reading continues to climb, then my balancing is continuing to improve the overall coherence of the system. I also regularly check level of consciousness. Now, level of consciousness may seem like an abstract concept with little bearing on physical health, but from what I have seen, it is directly related to the overall coherence throughout the energy bodies. People with high levels of consciousness readings are more stable, happier, and less prone to emotional or spiritual issues. Happier people are healthier, so indirectly, a high level of consciousness also implies better physical health. A new client with physical concerns typically starts with the Ho'oponopono and the Somasol 2, and these are the reagents I handed out during class. Then I balance corrupt data and information channels. As I monitor their progress, they may require the Mirror of Life, then comes the Body Basics, and then Healer's Essentials. And recently I've been building custom reagents for my clients as they progress. One is to optimize their divine essence, and the other is to restore them to their divine blueprint. And only one client has moved into the divine essence of love, as this particular one is really too strong for most people. Now, how others run their business is really up to their style of work and their clientele. Some people put a lot of clients in the same well and then broadcast to them to the all at once. Others use devices so each client receives a broadcast before it switches to the next. Both approaches work. Both can be effective. And I've used both approaches, but I'm not currently doing so. For me, a dedicated instrument working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for each client works well. It makes business sense-wise as well as results-wise. Keeping each of my instruments generating stable income gives me the latitude to develop and sell reagents, as well as teach as often as I desire, and the bills still get paid. Using some of the methods of stacking clients into one instrument may be a way for me to add income without adding more instrumentation, but as I've already explained, my fee structure pays for my instruments, and dedicated instrumentation allows me to offer the very best I have to offer to each of my clients. Checking overnight progress is simply a matter of dowsing to see which station needs attention first, then which one after that. I check a couple of things for each client to collapse the wave, then reset the instrument. Many times I'll leave the broadcast for the morning and not change it till noon. Other times I may not change it until close of business. And the goal, again, is to make sure each client is making some progress. The other thing I do to support my students is offer the free coaching calls. Sometimes we discuss in-depth subjects, sometimes the basic ones. But these calls do as much for me as they anyone else, because now I have an archive of the scripts from a couple hundred of these calls. This provides me with articles I can post on my own website, as well as contribute to other sites and organizations. I also have a broadcast array that I use to balance the area around the lab. I regularly monitor its effective radius and adjust it when needed. This array puts out a steady, low-power healing set of frequencies that changes the environment for the entire farm. Everyone that comes on the property feels the calmness. That said, I do not invite people to the lab or even to the farm. I enjoy being somewhat of a hermit. The peaceful solitude is critical to my work, and I'm the only one that goes in my lab. And I learned this lesson from Frank Golden. Whenever you are creating, keep the creating to yourself until you are done. That way, there's no way that there's any interference from other people's creative energies with your work. In short, I built my own little piece of paradise, and I protect it as best I can. In the last few years, as several destructive storms have come through, I've experienced very little damage. I believe it's because of the energy envelope around the property. Using radionics has allowed me to have a more coherent energy field and a better business relationship with my business. And I know that may sound strange, but each business has its own spirit. My business supports my goals, and I support the goals of the business. And how you define success is really up to you. If it's just money, okay. If it's helping and healing, well, that's good as well. That goal is yours. For me, my business funds the things I love to do. It paves the way for me to travel when I want, meet my friends when I want, and meet the new people, all the while I am helping, researching, and learning. And it pays for me to do more research and develop new reagents. And in a nutshell, that's really how I run my business. Let me go ahead and open the lines. And speaking of classes, that very first weekend in April, Ed Kelly and I will be teaching our winter classic, I guess now it's called the spring classic, in Atlanta. And if you haven't been to kellyresearchtech.com and reserved your seat, you may want to do so. We've got some really exciting things that we're going to be bringing out at the class, and this is going to be one of the only classes, this year. I think I've only got one other class currently scheduled, and again, a lot of that has to do with the current situation and the really, everything seems to be up in the air right now. But the Atlanta class is a go. I encourage you to get your reservations in for that. And then in June, the American Society of Dowsers has asked me to be their Dowser keynote speaker. And so I'll be going to Plymouth, New Hampshire for the American Society of Dowsers convention. I will have a booth there, and of course I'll have my reagents on hand as well as some instruments. So if you're going to be in the New Hampshire area and you want to get your hands on some of the latest reagents, that'll be a great opportunity for you there as well. And then the only other event that's currently scheduled is the Radionic Expo in Rapid City, and that'll be later on in the fall. So, well, while we've got everybody here, anybody have any questions on how I run my business? Well, I can tell you that a radionic business may not make you rich, but the one thing that it will do is give you a tremendous amount of satisfaction with the projects that you're working on, and honestly, some of the things that we do, people don't have anyone else that can do them for you, and so ours is the is the place of last resort, and some people it's the only resort. And so, again, that's another reason that we can do the radionics. And I would be a much better businessman if I had better records of all my successes and all of the things, and the recordings of what people have told me of the work I've done. Again, it's just a tremendous satisfaction and a sense of accomplishment when somebody lets you know that your work has really made a big difference for them, even over and above the teaching and the reagents and some of the rest of that, folks. Much of the work that we do with our radionics instrument, people think is pretty miraculous, and sometimes the results that we get, that's about the best way to describe them anyway. So, any comments or questions?
Yes, Marty, this is Ann. Without being a doctor with a medical degree, how do you describe yourself to your client?
Oh, absolutely. I am an energy mechanic. And I tell people right out that I do not If you've got medical conditions that need medical attention, you need to get a medical licensed professional to help you. The only license that I have is to drive a car, and I have to wear glasses for that. And because I am working at the deep energetic levels, I'm not stepping on any medical toes whatsoever. You know, if you're working with pathogens or you're working with diseases, you're working with those things, you know, sometimes that line can get a little bit fuzzy. But when you are working with deep energetic patterns, then there is no question that you are absolutely not doing anything medical. You know, so when I am balancing, love, light, compassion, those sorts of things, there is nobody questioning me whether or not I have a medical degree, because you know what? I don't.
Well, some of those things that you do actually would cure diseases. So do people come to you with diseases and you just tell them, I'm working with love and light, or, you know, however you advertise?
Absolutely. When people come to me with any kind of a physical issue, you know, I will tell them that the way I run my practice is that I work in the energetic fields, and I try to find those blockages that are keeping their body from healing itself. I've even gone so far to tell, different clients at one time or another that, when they asked me what the issue was, rather than trying to put a label on it and say it was the E. coli 123 or whatever, I say, look, from my analysis, it looked like that, the geometric form, whatever it was out of balance. And so we needed to figure ways to balance that geometric form in your energy field. And, if anybody outside of our industry is listening to that, they would think, okay, this guy is completely nuts and harmless. And for people that are in our industry, they realize, well, you know what, that's, a lot of times that is really one of the major issues. One of the blockages may actually be, some of the geometric frequencies that are, missing or whatever.
Well, if you also say you help their body come to a point that it will heal itself, is certainly a good thing to say as well.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of radionics people have different ways of approaching it. Some go as far as to declare themselves some kind of a religious practice, so that they can protect themselves from being accused of practicing medicine. I'm just not that. Not that cynical, because it's not a religious practice for me any more than the rest of my life is a religious practice. I work in the energy field, and if I get done with whatever it is I'm doing, and for whatever reason their issue goes away, that's a plus.
Yeah. Now, something just popped in my mind. There was a woman, I think her name was Justine, that talked last time here in Atlanta. And I thought she said she had a big well, and she put all of her clients into the well. And is there a rate that is, or maybe more than one rate, that actually would do something like bring better health or better energetic, better energy into the body? You know what I mean? Like you could, so everybody that's sick probably has an energy problem. So now you have a big, huge bowl, and you're putting 10 people in there with just the instructions or the rate to improve their geometric function or their energy function. Have you looked into that area?
I just don't That's just not the way I do my practice, is putting everybody in the one well. I know that a lot of people do, and they have really good results with that. And I know that Justine, her program, and she started her program as a manifestation and a wealth type of program for her clients. Was extremely successful. I mean, just over the top successful in those areas. And so her practice works very well, having everybody in the well. But I don't particularly focus on manifestation or wealth building, so that's not my thing. But partly because I don't have the 25 or 30 years of feng shui and Eastern and Western astrology work that Justine has. So not only can Justine bring all of that to bear, but then she has all that experience as well. So.
Now, is there, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just popped my head. Are there rates for feng shui applications?
I'm sure there are. I don't have them, but Justine would be certainly the one to ask about that, and she will be at the Atlanta class. So I would encourage you, if you can, to come on down to the Atlanta class. Justine is going to be there, as well as Dr. Peel. So that's going to be, again, another reason, for all of us to get together. And, we don't get together
please tell
often
me.
Enough. That's the big problem.
Please tell me it's not April the 9th.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
So sorry, it's not, is it April the 9th?
It's actually that very first weekend in April. So it is, let's see, there we go. So it's like the second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Okay, second. Okay, so that may be more doable. Okay.
So there's the two-day basic, one-day intermediate, where we spend a lot of time working with the replicator, and then the one-day advanced.
Gotcha. Marty, I have another question. So I've been doing this radionics for a few years. Love it. It's the best thing I ever learned, I ever done. See amazing results. But yet there is part of me that when things are going well, I believe that it just would be well anyway, regardless whether I contribute to it or not. And I recognize that part of me, I try to clear the blocks, it's just there.
That's part of the training that we got by being members of this society. How many years were beaten into our head that the only thing real is the physical, and even today I get surprised sometimes with the results. Probably the biggest surprise, and it happens regularly, is when somebody calls me to make an adjustment in their in their broadcast. Many times they'll let me know how much more effective the new broadcast is before I even had a chance to dial it up. Because, again, so much of this is energy and information. How much is simply giving them permission to heal themselves, and how much is some of the other work that we're doing? Don't let that discourage you that, every once in a while you'll have that thought, because I think we all do. Because our left brain wants to figure this out, wants to know, all of the details and all of the why-fors and the how-tos and the rest of that.
Sure.
And And we want to, you know, that's important for us, of course, because, you know, we want to know how we could do it better and better next time. But sometimes, you know, that answer just won't be there for us. Sometimes we'll just have to keep doing what we know works and, you know, and just depend upon figuring it out later. You know, it's like the idea that, you know, balancing the soil with the Ho'oponopono actually works. You know, when I first, the first time that I did that, I thought, God, this is, you know, that doesn't make sense. Why would the soil care about a poem? You know, why would those things change? And, you know, and even after I did that, then it's got, okay, well, I know that they've made the change, you know, on the instrument, but did it make a difference in real life? You know, and until we got the crops out, we didn't know if it made a difference in real life. And then we found out, gosh, it did.
So, Marty, that's a really interesting comment. Is there a, do you think that there is a, energy that is associated with, like, I love you or thank you or forgive me, that is so dramatic and impactful that it affects everything that it touches?
Yes. Yes,
so absolutely. Is there, have you decided, when you made your reagent, did you find the rate for thank you and did you just cold scan, you know, all the fractals and all for thank you and I love you?
That's how I built the Ho'oponopono reagent. Yeah, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. That's exactly how I built that.
That is so interesting. So those are just really like the highest vibrations for humans in some
Actually,
way.
It's not the highest.
Well, high. Let's just say
but
high.
But it is very high. The highest one that I have run across so far is the divine essence of love.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the highest one I've found so far. And it is phenomenal, but it is also extremely strong, and so for most people, a little bit goes a long, long way.
I can feel it as you talk about this. I can pick it up, like, as you talk, I was exhausted by now, and now, like, ooh, it's like, wow, it's crazy.
Now, do you think that there is a spirit? This woman that's on the phone, I think that's really interesting. Is there a spirit of thank you that when you talk about it and all of us are on the phone, that it actually goes to everyone?
I don't know. I just see it when Marty talks. I mean, I'm crazy anyway, so I...
Oh, you're not.
Yeah.
Whether it is a spirit or whether you're just resonating with that frequency. Now, what Gail West will teach you is that, you know, most everything has its own spirit, which means sentient.
Say what?
Which means it's also sentient.
Yeah.
Oh, could you elaborate more on that?
Which means it would have a will of its own.
Oh, but wow! What does that mean exactly? So take thank you. And so
well,
now it's sentient.
Well, let's stay with the divine essence of love.
Okay.
You know, the divine essence of love is drawn to those things, those people, those situations where it resonates, and by putting yourself in that resonant field, you can draw it to you.
I see what you mean. So it is everywhere. You want to raise your frequency to that particular frequency. You want to raise your field to that particular frequency so you can actually, so it would actually then come in automatically.
Absolutely.
Like
that would be the ideal. And I've worked with it, and I do not resonate with it 100%. And that's because, well, I still have all the, you know, all the other human things going on. You know, I've still got, you know, all of the core beliefs and the trainings and the, you know, and all those hidden ideas and all the other failings that any mortal has. But the more I work with it, the more I resonate with it. And the other thing that's interesting is that as you resonate with it, you change. So those things that don't resonate start to leave your energy field.
Yeah. Now, really, if you meditated on just, say the word thank you, and maybe even cold scan a frequency and run that, that would be very powerful for a person to do that, yes or no?
Well, thank you, absolutely. Thank you, I love you, any of that stuff
you can
certainly tune into. But, you know, that what I like to do is to, work with things that, have strong resonance anyway. And that's one of the reasons I use the Ho'oponopono, because that gratitude, love, and forgiveness package is very, very powerful. And I think it's more powerful than the individual ones. But then when you tie into, the divine essence of love, or the divine essence of light, or the divine essence of compassion, or if you really want to have a ride the next time you go on a meditation, focus on your own divine essence.
That'd be powerful.
Your dowser, and you can see where you're running right now. Most people I've checked are running about 20% of their optimal amount of their own divine essence.
Yeah, but that's 3D. I mean, we're really limited here. I guess my thought was when you said that was that we're limited here, but if you checked our whole field and all dimensions, it might be higher maybe. What do you think?
Well, again, I was checking percent of optimal. Think that when you're checking percent of optimal, that gives you a good place to start. And you can check on it. And then the next time you go into your meditation, douse it before you go into the meditation and then douse it when you get done and see where you're at.
Yeah, you'd be much higher. Now, I've never understood this. I read the guy's book, Dr. Lee or whatever, that was the psychiatrist that went to the mental health hospital as head, and there were 20 clients in there, or 20 prisoners, and all he did was the Ho'oponopono and removing, now I think this is what it said, it's been a while, that he removed from himself what the issues were of prisoner 1 through 20, and they all got released like in 2 years. So where does that, how does that work? I mean, I know it works, but I don't know how it works.
Well, when you study the idea that we're all connected, and you look at that, the fact that we're all connected anyway, that takes a tremendous amount of the randomness that we just assume is happening away, and then what you're doing is you are eliminating those blockages in your own energy field.
Well, how does that remove that in the prisoner's field, though? That's what I don't understand.
Well,
I know it works,
again,
but I just
because
don't
we're all connected, and that other people show up in your energy field, when other people just show up in your life, it's not random. They're there for a reason, and they're either there to teach you a lesson or to learn a lesson from you. And so, when somebody comes into your life and they are suffering, in the Huna tradition, they are suffering because they are doing something for you, and that's where the I'm sorry, please forgive me comes from.
Oh. I just took a dream course, and so it was really good. And so this woman said, everyone in your dream is you, even the bad guys. And that basically in our current life, that's a dream. So if somebody comes into your life that you don't like, they're actually a message, and they're you. And if you get rid of that you hate in them, then you become a better person. So everything is related, and everything is really trying to enlarge all humans. What do you think about that? I mean, I thought it was fabulous.
Well, that goes back to, some of the work that we did with Heart's Desire and Soul's Desire. You know, when you really look deeply into those concepts, and you understand that this isn't random, then it gets to the point that you didn't incarnate in order to learn some lesson for you specifically. In my view, we didn't volunteer for this. We got incarnated because we were the absolutely best qualified to be us. And the us that's here is what was required for to fill that mission. And we're truly happy when we're fulfilling our mission. And the way we know that is we're following our heart and soul's desire. So, you know, when you look at it that way, that, you know, we're here because we are supposed to be here and we're the best ones qualified to do whatever it is we came here to do, that really changes a whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
and then,
you know,
if we're all one.
All of those limitations, you know, am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Am I tall enough? Am I whatever? All of that goes away because you realize that there's only one person that can be you, and you are absolutely the only one that's qualified to do that.
Yes, but you still have your lessons. So, I mean, you still end up feeling not good enough because you didn't, failed in some way that you think.
You know what? I don't buy that. I think the lessons that we learn and we go through, I think are very much anecdotal to what our real mission is. You know, I think
what do you mean by that?
I think whatever our real mission is, you know, whatever, you know, we're supposed to, you know, come in and you can douse to see, you know, how many tasks that you've got left on your soul mission, you know, whatever that is. But I think that the lessons are just kind of, you know, again, you know, and maybe this has to do with because I spent so much time in the Army, you know, I really didn't care what Private Snuffy's personal goals for the Army were, except in relation to what I wanted to be able to, you know, because I had a mission to get done. And so I had a mission, and Private Snuffy had certain skills, and so I gave that job to Private Snuffy, and there were things that I wanted Private Snuffy to learn, not because I really give a flip about Private Snuffy, but because if Private Snuffy learned those, he would be more valuable on the next mission. And so it didn't make any difference to me whether Private Snuffy learned that lesson or somebody else learned that lesson, as long as I had somebody that could do that mission for me. And
I
would say, okay, Snuffy, I'm going to send you to this course, not because I really cared about Snuffy, although, you know, I didn't not care about him. It was the real thing was Snuffy was the best one that I had to be able to do whatever that mission was. And so if I trained him better, then he could do that mission better, which was exactly what I wanted anyway.
So if you take that up higher, so let's just say the divine creator, whatever you want to say, there's a plan, and whoever we are, we're the best of who we are to be sent in for the mission of ascension or whatever you think is going to happen in the future.
Whatever.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. And so it gets to the point where, hey, there isn't any of this, am I good enough, am I smart enough, am I the right one? If there was somebody that could be me better than me, they would be doing it.
You know, that is so interesting. That really kind of just slants your look at life totally different, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It takes all of that, you know, all of those things that society teaches us, you know, about, you know, doubting ourselves and all the rest of that.
Yeah.
Because society doesn't care about our soul mission. Society wants us to be a cog in the machine. You know, society wants us to be a productive citizen. You know, and so we go and we work every day and we do whatever we're going to do and blah, blah, blah. So we are a productive citizen. Society doesn't care about our soul mission. And so all of that insecurity and the rest of it has to do with society's expectations of us, not what we're really here to do. When you
yeah.
understand that you're here to fulfill your soul mission, then mm-hmm. you're no longer having to pretend, you know, am I really the very best engineer for this project? You know, what if people find out that I'm not really that good an engineer, or that, you know, my grasp of quantum mechanics isn't where it should be, or, you know, I don't even know how to do, you know, calculus that well anymore, you know, and you have all that stuff going on in the back of your mind. Well, all that stuff has to do with society. It has nothing to do with what we're really here to do. Once you get to the point where, hey, I am here to be me because nobody else can be me, and the way I'll know if I'm doing it right is I'll be happy.
We should teach our kids that, huh?
Absolutely. That's really what radionics has led me to, you know, and so that I can, you know, I don't have to pretend, you know, I don't have to stand yep. behind any facade, you know, I don't have to, you know, stand in front of the crowd and tell you that I am the best radionics worker you have ever met, and then go home and go, oh my gosh, what if? You know what? I'm okay. You know, I'm better than some. I'm not as good as others. And you know what? If you can learn from me, God bless you. And if I can learn from you, God bless you again. So away we go.
And I think my cat knows that. Cats and dogs, I think, already know that. They're smarter than we are in some ways.
In some ways they are. Oh, God. Anybody else have any comments or questions I'd like to throw in tonight?
Yeah, I have a comment. I'm looking at schedule for intermediate and advanced radionics. Oh, my goodness. The curriculum, it's amazing. And question is, what is Super Tuning Station?
That is the large tuning station that has the 18 banks.
Wow.
And that's the one that I'll have at the end of that class. I'll have five of those, because one of them that Ed is bringing, he's bringing that one for me. So because once, honestly, you know, for me, the tedium of dialing this one and dialing that one and dialing this one and dialing that one, you know, sometimes I just go, geez, you know what, I don't even want to do it. But if it's already dialed up, it is so easy to just drop the witness in the well and do that analysis, you know, as much or little of it as you want, and then you've got a really good picture. Boom. 20 minutes later, you're
done.
Can
you manifest, or will I call win the lottery or something so we can all purchase it?
You know what? That would be an excellent idea. We should get Gail West on here or Justine. They're both really good manifestors.
Seriously, how much is going to cost, do you know?
The super tuner is
$2,700. Gotcha.
Yeah, but for me, you know, once I put a pencil to it, and I realized how much more analysis I was actually going to be doing, once I had those set up, you know, it just became a good business decision.
Can you talk to my husband?
Which will be easier, the manifesting or the talking to the husband?
Manifesting, I believe, will be the easiest. We'll focus on that.
Let's just do that then. All right. Any other questions or comments tonight? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us. It's been an excellent call. You know, drop me an email if you have any questions, marty@radionics.us, or you go to my website and you can kind of see what some of the reagents that I've got posted, and you know, in some of the postings on the blog and whatever, and that's at radionics.us. And again, would love to see you down to Atlanta there that first bit of April. So go to kellyresearchtech.com, get your seat reserved, and we're going to have an excellent time there. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, and have a great evening. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.